This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Turkish warplanes bombed Kurdish guerrilla targets in northern Iraq today. It's the fourth such cross-border raid in 5 days. The Turkish military said yesterday the strikes had killed more than 150 rebels and hit more than 200 targets. The air raids that began on December 16th are the first large-scale assaults on Iraqi territory since the Kurdish parliament approved cross-border operations in October. The Kurdish government says the airstrikes are necessary to combat Kurdish rebels living in northern Iraq who've killed dozens of Turkish troops in recent months. The government of Afghanistan has kicked two foreign officials out of the country for allegedly cavorting with enemies of the government, the BBC's Alistair Leithead reports.
A spokesman from the United Nations said the two men, one believed to be British and the other from Ireland, were told by the Afghan government that they had 48 hours to leave the country. One is thought to be the acting head of the EU mission in Afghanistan, the other a United Nations political officer. They had just returned from Helmand province, where the UN said they'd been meeting with tribal elders not allied with the government, which would suggest Taliban representatives. The Afghan government initially put out a statement that two foreigners had been arrested, but this has not been confirmed, and it's understood they're not currently in custody.
The BBC's Alistair Leithead in Kabul. Hundreds of Indonesians prayed at mass graves yesterday in the province of Aceh, remembering the victims of the devastating tsunami 3 years ago. This week, in December 2004, giant waves triggered by a massive earthquake beneath the Indian Ocean destroyed scores of villages and killed hundreds of thousands of people. Aceh, on the Indonesian island of Sumatra, suffered most, with about 170,000 people dead or missing and billions of dollars in losses. In addition to prayer services, some villages held emergency drills, forcing thousands of people to scramble to higher ground. It was an act of remembrance and preventive response in case such a disaster strikes again. Stick around, we'll talk to someone who witnessed the devastation of the tsunami firsthand later in the show. And I couldn't get through an entire show today without talking about the wonderful world of retail. It's the day after Christmas. That's when analyst types like to talk about how much money we did or didn't spend on shopping this holiday season. Turns out, not so much. We spent about 2.4% more than last year, according to data from MasterCard. But that's not enough to quell fears about the sagging U.S. economy.
NPR's analysts
Howard
watch holiday sales for indications purchase. Of consumer confidence in the economy, especially with the recent housing and credit crises. They're not finding much optimism. An executive for warehouse retailer Costco told the Wall Street Journal that his company had what he called a pretty good holiday season, although he didn't provide details. But Target predicted Monday that its holiday sales figures will be relatively flat when they're ready for release next month. The company had forecast an increase of as much as 5%.
That was NPR's Howard Berkus reporting, and that is the news. You can find it always at npr.org.
This is NPR.
That Howard Berkus is an eager reporter.
Isn't
can't
he?
Wait to get on the air.
Just can't stop him.
He's got information.
I know.
Out of my way, Rachel Martin.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Rachel.